Well, it's been a pretty fair fight between these two sides. Through two games, the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Salem Red Sox get going for game three of this six-game stretch in Carolina League action here at Atrium Health Ballpark. I got friends, Dan Elodie here on the call for you today. Mally Live, MILB.TV, free audio streams on kcballers.com and the official MILB app. Ballers and Red Sox get going for game three of this six-game set tonight. Franklin Arias is the leadoff batter for the Salem Red Sox at the shortstop position, number 12 overall prospect in the organization for Boston. He'll be up against Aldrin Batista, making his 17th start of the season. First pitch is delivered at 7:01, and we are underway in Kannapolis. The count is 1-0 as the fastball from Batista is a little outside. 1-0 on the way from the righty, grounded to second. Burrows to his left, under it makes the play and over to first in time for the out. And just like that, two pitches into the game. Aldrin Batista is through a third of an inning. One out, nobody on base, and due up is Antonio Anderson. Switch hitter Antonio Anderson, one of two draft picks in last year's draft out of North Atlanta High School. Him and Isaiah Drake, the outfielder for the Augusta Green Jackets, getting drafted out of the North Atlanta High School. Batista is set. First pitch to the switch hitter Anderson is in there for a called strike. Nothing and one on Antonio Anderson. Aldrin Batista making again his 17th start of the season. He'll fire the 0-1. It's a little inside for ball one, even at a ball and a strike. 8-4 on the season for the 6-2 righty. He works pretty quickly at 3.50 ERA. Acquired in a trade to the Los Angeles Dodgers just about a year ago. 1-1 fouled off, so it's 1-2 now on the switch hitter at third base, Antonio Anderson. Brooks Brennan is the DH due up following Antonio Anderson for the Salem Red Sox. 1-2, swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out, and just like that, two quick outs for Aldrin Batista. He has his first punch out tonight, and with two outs and nobody on base, it's Brooks Brennan, the DH. Brennan's DHing batting third after a day off yesterday. Nelly Taylor Jr. in left bats fourth. Marvin Alcantara, second baseman, bats fifth. First pitch to Brennan is swung on pretty crisply and fouled off straight back. Nothing and one. Albert Feliz, first baseman, bats sixth. Stanley Tucker in center, bats seventh. Gerardo Rodriguez, catcher, bats eighth. And batting ninth to round out the order for the Salem Red Sox is Kelvin Diaz. 0-1 is inside on Brennan. He has to close the hands into the chest, and it's even a ball and a strike. Salem in the navy blue tops today, the alternates with gray pants and, you guessed it, red socks. 1-1 is inside from Batista on a breaking ball. It's 2-1. Red Sox under the leadership of his second-year manager, Liam Carroll, in the Boston Red Sox organization. 2-1 from Batista delivered. Fastball up and away, and the count works to now 3-1. Salem Red Sox out of the North Division in the Carolina League, sitting at a 17-15 entering today, three games back of the Fredericksburg Nationals, who are on top. 3-1. Half-hearted swing up just in front of home plate. Pineda gets up out of his crouch and throw to first is in time for the out. It's a 2-3 putout, and Aldrin Batista gets through the first inning unscathed. 1-2-3. Down go the Red Sox, and we'll go to the bottom half of the first. Ryan Burrows, Gerald Perez, and George Wolko do up. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
One of the hotter bats of the Carolina League will lead it off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers tonight. At the bottom of the first, it's Ryan Burrows for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. And their alternate, Piedmont Bull Evil, tops tonight. They'll go up against Danny Kerwin on the bump for the Salem Red Sox. The 24-year-old righty gets the start tonight on a little bit shorter of a notice. First pitch is up and into Burrows for a 1-0 count. Burrows, Perez, and Wolko do up for the Ballers. Against Danny Kerwin, 6'2", 205-pound righty from Lansdale, Pennsylvania. 1-0 is up and in, but it's called a strike on the inside corner to Burrows. It is 1-1. Burrows, Harold Perez at shortstop batting second, and George Wolko in right bats third. Not a easy top three in the order for Danny Kerwin to battle tonight. 1-1 on the way. Burrows will take up and away, and the count works to 2-1. Kerwin on the season, 4-0, a 3.15 ERA. This is just his second start of the season in a Salem Red Sox uniform. His last time out, 4 shutout innings. He hasn't allowed a run on the mound since July 5th as he offers a 2-1 in the upper part of the zone. Count evens at 2-2. He's gone 3 outings in a row, including one in his start against the Down East Wood Ducks, Fredericksburg Nationals, and Carolina Mudcats, where he did not allow a run. 2-2 to Burrows, swing and a miss. A little off-speed pitch fools Burrows. And there's the first punch out of the night for Danny Kerwin. One a strikeout, one out now in the inning. And it's the new guy, Harold Perez, digging in for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Harold Perez making his Chicago White Sox organizational debut tonight. Acquired in a trade to the Los Angeles Dodgers just earlier this week. In the deal that sent Michael Kopech to the Dodgers and then two other names to the St. Louis Cardinals, a three-team trade. First pitch fastball is in the zone, nothing and one on Harold Perez. We're at number 5 and immediately placed in the White Sox top 30 prospect list, already at number 13 in that top 30 list. 0-1 on the way, fastball is outside and it evens at a ball and a strike. Perez from La Romana, Dominican Republic. Pretty highly touted infield prospect in the Dodgers organization. One of two top 30 prized prospects from the Dodgers organization that the White Sox snagged in the trade. 1-1 fouled off straight back, and it's now a ball and two strikes on Harold Perez. Perez stands in at 6 foot even, 180 pounds at just 19 years old. Prior to this acquisition and prior to joining the White Sox organization, he was out with the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes in the California League. He'll take the 1-2 breaking ball. It's on the inside corner, and Danny Kerwin has got two strikeouts and two batters faced. Two down, George Wolko digs in with nobody on base and two outs. Wolko in right bats third, Arxie Hernandez. Third baseman bats fourth. Fifth in the order is the DH, Ronnie Hernandez. Drake Logan in center bat sixth. Luis Pineda, catcher, batting seventh tonight. Mason Dennison at first, bats eighth, and batting ninth is the left fielder, Alvaro Aguero, with his first action of the week. First pitch swing and a first pitch miss for George Wolko. Nothing and one on the 6'7" lefty bat. 18 years of age from Downers Grove, Illinois. Another top prospect in the Sox organization at number 12 in the top 30 per MLB pipeline. One on the way, swung on, a foul tip in and out of the glove of Rodriguez, and it's nothing and two. Defensively for Salem today, left to right in the outfield, Taylor Jr., Tucker, and Diaz. Anderson, Arias, Alcantara, and Feliz left to right in the infield for Salem, and behind the dish is Gerardo Rodriguez. As a unit, Salem's pitching staff third in the Carolina League with a 3.46 ERA. 0-2 to Wolko, check swing, he doesn't go around, but it's the lower part of the zone, and Michael Cross rings up George Wolko. Wolko not a fan of the call, he offers his opinions. Nonetheless, it's a 1-2-3 inning on the mound for Danny Kerwin, who picks up three punch-outs to start his night. Scoreless first inning, we'll go to the top half of the second. Ballers will have to face off against Nelly Taylor Jr., Marvin Alcantara, and Albert Feliz. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Nellie Taylor Jr. leads it off in the top of the second for the Salem Red Sox under the leadership of second-year manager Liam Carroll. And Aldrin Batista is back on the mound. First pitch on the way is inside for ball one on a breaking ball. Batista offers the slider. He's got two fastballs, a four-seam and a two-seam. He's got a changeup and a slider from Asua, Dominican Republic. 1-0 is inside, 2-0 now to the left fielder Nellie Taylor Jr. Alcantara and Feliz to follow in the order for Salem in this top half of the second. Batista's 2-0. Outside corner for a fastball, two balls and a strike. Michael Cross is the home plate umpire tonight. Tyler Green is roaming the base paths. Home plate and infield umpires as assigned by the Carolina League. 2-1 fastball outside. Batista trying to stretch the zone against the lefty bat, and it's outside for ball three. Batista had a 1-2-3 frame in the top of the first, including one strikeout. Trying to prevent allowing a base runner early here. 3-1 outside. He can't find the zone, and it's ball four. First base runner of the night for either side, and it's Nellie Taylor Jr. reaching on a leadoff walk. So one on, nobody out. Marvin Alcantara, the batter for the Salem Red Sox. So Alcantara digs in, batting 231 on the season, 74 hits. Nellie Taylor Jr. reaches base, and quite a speed threat he is. 23 stolen bases on the season. One of the guys that is tops in the statistics standings for the Salem Red Sox, as he's at first base and still kind of laying down over there at the bag. Slow to get up is Nellie Taylor Jr., the base runner. Everyone kind of looking over there saying, is he going to get up? Looked like he jammed his right finger, sliding back into the first base, and that was causing the discomfort. As time called, and out comes Liam Carroll, the manager now. Interestingly enough, the Salem Red Sox are probably the only team in the Carolina League where their manager is actually not the third base coach. Their third base coach is Ozzie Chavez, their bench coach. And at first base, it's Kyle Schmidt, who's just listed as a coach on the Salem Red Sox roster. So Liam Carroll comes out, and Jacob Lohman, the athletic trainer for Salem, not far behind him, as they're going over to check on Nellie Taylor Jr. Looks like he slid into the base and jammed a finger, perhaps, and that definitely is going to hurt a little bit. So everyone is kind of holding their ground for now. Batista is not throwing warm-up pitches on the mound. Defense playing pretty straight up against Alcantara. And you can't really shift to this level of baseball. Certainly have seen Patrick Leland and the Kannapolis Cannonballers trying to test some of that, though, this year. Playing their second baseman up the middle, for a lack of a better term. And then sticking their first baseman kind of in that gap. As a first kind of line of defense for the right fielder. Alcantara is going to dig back in. Back go Carroll and Lohman. And Taylor Jr. is all good to go. He'll lead off over at first base, and Batista is set of the bump. First pitch, runner going. Check swing of the plate for strike one. Throwing a second, and he's safe. Well, the hand didn't hurt him there too bad, as Nellie Taylor Jr. picks up the stolen base, his 24th of the season. And the Red Sox have a runner in scoring position just like that. Still nobody out in the top of the second. So Batista having to work with an early base runner for these Salem Red Sox. A runner at second with speed, of course, so a ball pretty much hit anywhere into the outfield could cause some trouble and would put the ballers in a hole. 0-1, a runner trips on the go, and it's swung on, fouled off, and it's nothing and two. Taylor Jr. took off for third, and then about a quarter of the way there, tripped and just fell in the infield dirt. And he got up laughing the whole way. Nothing and two. As Batista trying to pick up his second strikeout of the day. Pitch on the way. Fastball up and away. And it's now 1-2 on Marvin Alcantara. Alcantara batting 250 on the season with runners in scoring position. He's had his fair share of opportunities with runners in scoring position. 30 of his 36 RBI. Coming when this is the situation. Batista is set. He'll check on the runner at second, 1-2. And it's in and out of the glove of Burrows, who covers the bag. So back in safely is Taylor Jr. Albert Feliz, first baseman, awaiting on deck. Feliz has not seen action yet this series. So we'll see what Feliz has in store for these ballers tonight. Ball and two strikes on Marvin Alcantara. Batista's offering fastball right down Broadway. Bring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Second punch out of the night for Aldrin Batista. And there is one down in the inning. Albert Feliz, first baseman, now due up. So Feliz in a four-game hit streak. Gets his first action of the series. Listed at 6'2", international free agent signee. In 2018, first pitch. Before that, a check on the runner, and it's a pickle in the infield between second and third. Burrows will run him down, and just like that, it's a 1-4 tag, and that is the second out of the inning. A 1-4 POCS, a pox picked off, caught stealing for the second out. Taylor Jr. saying he never tagged me, but the appeal is not to be had by the infield umpire. And Tyler Green, he calls the out. So two outs before even a pitch thrown to the plate for Albert Feliz. First pitch on the way. Fastball outside corner finds the zone, nothing and one. 95-96 on the fastball from Aldrin Batista. Something that the White Sox organization and the Cannonballers really enjoy having in their system. 0-1. Fastball on the outside corner again. It's nothing and two. Batista's two-seamer especially has a little more of that arm side run. You want a fastball with the arm side run. But if you have a two-seamer, usually it dips the other way. It's almost like a screwball fastball, 0-2. This one is hummed in there, but it's outside, and now it's 1-2. That was the hardest pitch thrown to the at-bat at 97. But it's just a little wide for Michael Cross's liking, and will continue the at-bat at a ball and two strikes. Dennison at first, playing a little more shallow. With the righty, Feliz at the plate. From the wind, 1-2. Upstairs and inside, Batista offering nothing but fastballs here to Feliz. Two balls and two strikes. Pitch count slowly getting up there for Aldrin. This will be the 25th pitch of his night. From the wind, 2-2. Swung on a little looper in the right center. Coming in, Wolko. He will not get there. It falls down for a base hit. First hit of the night for either side, and it's Albert Feliz with his fifth game in a row with a base knock. One on, two outs, and Stanley Tucker the batter. Stanley Tucker himself has a pretty solid on-base streak at six games in a row, five games with a base hit. For the 5'9 righty bat from Richmond, Texas, a 19th round pick in 2023. First pitch on the way is a fastball upstairs for a ball and no strikes on Stanley Tucker. He stands really far back in the batter's box, and his feet are really close together. As check on the runner at first, not in time. He's bent at the knees, but his feet are definitely not even shoulder width apart. And then his stride forward on the swing is a very large one. Batista works from the stretch, 1-0. Swung on, lifted high and foul over our heads here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It is a ball and a strike. Thursday, of course, here in Kannapolis. It's Boll Weevils night. Ballers wearing the alternate throwback Boll Weevils tops, honoring the team's moniker from 1996 to 2000. 1-1, this one grounded towards second. Burrows to his left, fields and on to first. He goes for the out. 4-3, ground out. It'll be a runner left on base for the Salem Red Sox. No runs on one hit with no errors and one left on base, of course. We'll go to the bottom of the second. Arxi Hernandez, Ronnie Hernandez, and Drake Logan do up. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Was it the White Sox or was it the
Arxi Hernandez will stand in bottom of the second inning. First pitch is a fastball up and away, but it's called a strike. Nothing and one on Arxi Hernandez. Ronnie Hernandez and Drake Logan a follow here in this bottom of the second. It's Kerwin back on the mound for Salem. His second inning of action. For the Salem Red Sox tonight, 0-1. Arxi swings. This one lifted into foul ground. Should stay in the yard, though. First baseman after it. It is Feliz, and he makes the catch for out number one. It is a P3 in foul ground. And that's the first out. Ronnie Hernandez will stand in with one out. And it's the bottom of the second. So Ronnie will dig in. With nobody on base and one down. In this bottom of the second, one hit for Salem, none for Kannapolis quite yet. First pitch, Kerwin offers. It is fouled off straight back, nothing and one. Kind of scratching our heads up here in the press box as Salem has a new right fielder in the game, but he's not wearing the number that we had initially been given. 0-1 on the way is a fastball up and away for ball one. 13 is in right field. It's Diego Villoria, but he's currently listed on Salem's injured list. And we were not informed that he'd be active. So it's either just a jersey swap or Villoria was activated and nobody told us. Pitch outside, two balls and a strike. Hernandez at the plate. It's Ronnie Hernandez, 19-year-old catcher from Tormento, Venezuela. Drake Logan awaiting on deck in this bottom of the second, a scoreless ball game. 2-1 from Kerwin. Inside corner, two balls and two strikes. Kerwin played his college ball at Ryder, joining the Red Sox organization as a free agent here in 2024. Before that, spent last year with the Mahoning Valley Scrappers. 2-2 on the way. Low for a ball three. Kel full count now on Ronnie Hernandez. Drake Logan still on deck. Hernandez yesterday a multi-hit game, 2-for-4 with a double. He's one of only three teenagers in affiliated baseball that has more walks than strikeouts. Two of them are in the Carolina League. Time call. At home plate, a pitch clock violation issued to the pitcher in Kerwin, and that is with ball three. Means Ronnie Hernandez gets the free pass. So now one-on-one out, Drake Logan digs in. So one of the rare walks, and then you put PCV in the scorebook, at least that's what I do. The pitch clock violation issued to Danny Kerwin. Didn't offer the pitch in time. So Drake Logan digs in with one on for the Ballers. Kerwin works now from the stretch. First pitch, broken bat, grounder to short. Played by Arias, steps on second for one on to first, and it's a double play. And just like that, inning over here in the Kannapolis. A 6-4-3 ground out for the second and third out of the inning as Miss Casey Betty's made her face shown for the first time this week. Awesome to see Miss Casey still around. We'll be right back in this top of the third. Ballers and Red Sox are scoreless. It'll be Rodriguez, Diaz, and Arias on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Time of the third we go here in Kannapolis. Aldrin Batista back on the mound. Third inning of work for the Rhiney. First pitch, breaking ball. Swing and a miss from Gerardo Rodriguez. It is nothing and one on the Red Sox catcher. Kelvin Diaz and Franklin Arias to follow here into the order for Salem as the 0-1 finds the outside corner. Now nothing and two. Still no hits on the board for Kannapolis as of yet. No errors, nobody left on as well. This 0-2 grounded deep in the hole. It's short. Perez makes the play. Upton throw to first, and he didn't get him in time. What a play at short by Gerald Perez. Had the presence of mind to pick up the ball right by his feet and fire it from his rear across the diamond, but just not in time. And it's a base hit for Gerardo Rodriguez on a sharp ground ball deep in the hole. Nobody out and one on. Nine-hole batter is Kelvin Diaz. Diaz digs in, the right fielder. He is wearing number 13, had that confirmed to us in the inning break. First pitch is inside for ball one from Aldrin Batista. Batista came from the Dodgers organization himself in a trade last year. Number 26 overall prospect in the White Sox organization. 1-0. Swing and a miss, snap throw to first after the pitch, and it's not in time. Ball and a strike on Kelvin Diaz. Batista's 17th start of 2024. Allowed one run over four innings with five strikeouts in his last outing against Charleston. That was last week. 1-1. Fastball upstairs but catches enough of the zone. It's now a ball and two strikes. Salem not allowing any earned runs from Kannapolis yesterday. Combining with three pitchers, Valera, Carlson, and Blanco. 1-2, a little looper on a one-hop to second. Burrows will field the second on the first, and double play. Burrows caught the ball, had the presence of mind to move his foot about 6 inches, step on the second base bag for the 4U put out of the first out, and then a 4-3 for the second out for Kelvin Diaz. There's two quick outs on top of the order. Franklin Arias is due up. One of those little backspun one-hoppers that kind of loops over towards the second base bag off the bat of Diaz. First pitch to Arias is outside for ball one. Didn't get under it quite enough. And Diaz on the swing, so it stays in the infield. 1-0, he gets this on it. It's into center. Backtracking, though, and playing well is Drake Logan. He makes the catch for the out. One of the most solid defenders on the roster for Kannapolis does his job, and it's an unconventional 1-2-3 inning. One hit allowed by Batista, but no runs across. Still scoreless, bottom three, two up for the Ballers. Pineda, Dennison, and Aguero on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
7-8-9, new up in the order for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Luis Pineda leads it off. First pitch swinging, and it's lifted high and foul, heads up. And lands on the concourse and bounces down into section 104 on the first base side. And it's a souvenir for a lucky fan. No balls and a strike on Luis Pineda. Danny Kerwin back out for his third inning of action on the mound for the Salem Red Sox. A one to Pineda is a breaking ball low for now an even ball and a strike count. Salem Red Sox, the single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, naturally. I mean, it's in the name. Take a hint. Ball and a strike. Pitch to Pineda. Swung on. This one's belted into right center towards Triples Alley, but ranging over Tucker. Can't make the catch. It rolls to the wall. Pineda on his horse. He'll chug for third. Turn second. He's headed for third. Relay in. He slides in safely. Luis Pineda has a triple to lead off the bottom of the third inning. It's another triple for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, but it's Pineda's first of the season. He's in at third. Give him an oxygen mask, and it's one on, nobody out for Mason Dennison. So Dennison stands in with an opportunity to drive in the first run of the game. Again, just 90 feet away with Pineda's triple to lead off the inning. Infield's going to have to play in against the kind of lanky athlete at the plate at Mason Dennison at 6'4", 180. First pitch on the way, breaking ball low and outside for a nothing in the zone. A ball and a strike. Dennison at 25 years of age, signed right on July 4th of this year. Tallied a single and a double with four games of the Complex League White Sox before him being assigned to Kannapolis. First pitch was a ball. Second pitch is also a ball, up and in, 2-0. Dennison spent 2022 with the Glacier Range Riders in the Pioneer League. 30 games, batted 302. 2-0, he swings, lifted into shallow center, going to be trouble. Coming in Tucker, he can't make the catch. Pineda will trot home, and Mason Dennison has an RBI single, and the Ballers will take a lead just like that. Two batters into the third. It is 1-0 Kannapolis, one on, and nobody out for Alvaro Aguero. Dennison picks up his fourth RBI as a Kannapolis Cannonballer with the RBI single. Pineda crosses the plate to give Kannapolis the early lead. One on, nobody out for the nine-hole batter, Alvaro Aguero, in his first action of the series. Kerwin is set, kind of closed off. First pitch, runner going. Swing and a miss at the plate. Throwing a second, and Dennison's in there safely by a mile. It's his first stolen base of the season. And it's now a runner in scoring position with an 0-1 count on Alvaro Aguero. Well, the Ballers strike first here tonight. And they've got a pretty good record when they do score first this season. 44-11 on the year when the Ballers score first. 0-1 to Aguero. This one's chopped towards third. Play by Anderson to his left. Looks the runner off. And a first he goes for the out. That's a 5-3 standard ground out for Alvaro Aguero. A first out is had. And now top of the order due up. It's Ryan Burrows. Ballers, again, 44 of their 55 wins have come when they score first. There's not been a lot of situations where the Ballers have made come-from-behind victories, so it's important to get out in front early in the game. As this one grounded foul from Burrows, little corkscrew ground ball that just rolls foul, and it's now nothing and one on the leadoff batter, Ryan Burrows. Burrows has got the new walk-up song that's got the fans and Greasy Keys kind of nodding their heads. Well, Kendrick Lamar up in Atrium Health Ballpark. Gerald Perez, shortstop, awaits on deck. Bottom of the third, a 1-0 ball game in favor of the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Kerwin is set, looks at second, 0-1. Swing and a miss. Yeah, quickly behind now is Burrows at nothing and two. Burrows is on a 10-game hit streak, 19 games in a row he's reached base. One of the better streaks in the Carolina League at this point in time. 0-2 on the way. Swung on, lifted into center, hit well, backtracking Tucker just shy of the warning track. He'll reach under it, make the catch. Dennison will break for third. They gave him a slide tag from Patrick Leland. He slides in, and he's in there safely. So the flyout from Burrows, but it's productive. It moves the runner to third. Now two outs, and Aral Perez has an opportunity to drive another run in for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. So Aral Perez stands in. His first at-bat, strikeout looking. The newest add to the White Sox organization of the Cannonballers roster. First pitch, swung on, weakly tapped, foul down the third base line, nothing and one. Perez really with a relaxed look at the plate. Doesn't look like he's scared at all, like he's holding the bat a little too hard. If you're gripping the bat too hard, and will affect your swing. He just kind of stands in and looks light at the plate, if that makes any sense at all. 0-1 is outside for a ball and a strike. Right-handed bat in Aral Perez. But his approach, at least, his stance, a lot of Cody Bellinger vibes. 1-1 on the way. Swung on, lifted, foul. And ends up in the sweet level. Heads up in sweet two. Looks like a souvenir up on the second level. Ball and two strikes on Aral Perez. George Wolko, right fielder, awaits on deck in this bottom of the third. Ballers take a 1-0 lead on an RBI single from Mason Dennison, who's at third. 1-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball chasing is Perez, and it'll be Rodriguez confirming the out of K23. Makes it the third out, and we are one-third of the way home tonight. In at Kannapolis. Ballers lead 1-0. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Bally Live. Aldrin Matista returns when we return. Antonio Anderson, third baseman, leads it off for the Salem Red Sox. Top of the fourth inning, 1-0, Kannapolis on top. Aldrin Batista in his fourth inning of work. His first pitch is a breaking ball outside for now a 1-0 count. It is Anderson, Brandon, and Nellie Taylor Jr. to follow in the order for the Salem Red Sox. 1-0, this one grounded to short. Backhand effort by Perez, and he can't make a clean play. It is going to be an E6 on a kind of hard-hit ground ball, a one-hopper, but Perez kind of made a backhand attempt, and it kind of popped off the heel of his glove, so he will have to pick it up, and he will have to eat the E6. So now at first is Anderson, and Brooks Brennan is the DH taking in. Anderson has not had opportunities to show his speed this year. 3 stolen bases, 4 caught stealings, but he's been in the top third of the order a lot this year for Salem. First pitch to Brennan is fouled off, 0-1 on the Red Sox designated hitter. Top three in the order for the Red Sox, Arias, Anderson, and Brandon, who's at the plate. They are all Boston Red Sox top 30 prospects. organization up in the Northeast. Fenway Park, where they call home. A one on the way. Grounded towards third. Arxie Hernandez picks it up, but it lands foul. As called by home plate umpire Michael Cross, nothing and two. Brandon at the plate is 0 for 1, grounded out in his first at-bat on a weak little grounder in front of the plate. Pineda picked it up and fired to first. Brandon from just up the road in Greensboro, North Carolina, ninth round pick in 2022. Batista's 0-2. Fastball outside, 1 and 2. Ellie Taylor Jr., left fielder, awaits on deck. Brandon's reached base in three games in a row, trying to avoid having that streak snapped by Aldrin Batista. Anderson is at first with a decent lead. 1-2 on the way. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Batista reared back at a 94-mile-an-hour fastball and gave it all he had. There's another punch out for Aldrin, his third of the night, and it's Nellie Taylor Jr., left fielder, digging in. Taylor Jr. walked. He also stole a base in the second inning. One of only four base runners tonight for the Salem Red Sox through three and a third innings for Batista. First pitch, check swing. It's lifted down the line, foul in a left. Heads up in the Wayne Brothers picnic area. And it is nothing and one. Haven't had too many close calls up here in the press box as of late. One on Nellie Taylor Jr. Pitch on the way, low and outside for now ball one. Even at a ball and a strike on Nellie Taylor Jr. And a busy night in the Carolina League. Games going on all around. Everyone pretty much in the same spot of the game as we are in the middle portions. 1-1 in the inside corner, a ball and two strikes. Bottom of the fourth in Carolina. The Mudcats in Five County Stadium. They're hosting the Charleston Riverdogs for the first time ever. Up in Zebulon, 5-0 Mudcats lead. Top of the fifth, Fredericksburg up 8-2. A snap throw to first is not in time. Batista had to fire it over quickly. Dennison not on all fours, but he made the catch. Frednats up 8-2 in Lynchburg over the Hillcats. Tie game in a battle of the flying things in the South Division. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Columbia Fireflies, 2-2 in the top of the fifth. They just finished up the third in Augusta as well. 1-2 lifted foul, and it's still 1-2. Augusta trailing 1-0 to the Downeast Wood Ducks, and then in the middle of the fourth, up in Delmarva in the Battle of the Birds, the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. It's 1-0 Delmarva in that one. Ball and two strikes, Batista's pitch. Swung on, lifted high and foul. That one was a little closer call to the press box. No need to duck out of the way. Ball and two strikes. Marvin Alcantara, second baseman, awaits on deck in this top of the fourth. Ballers lead 1-0. Batista working with three punch outs on the night and just two hits allowed as Taylor hacks of the 1-2. Popped up in a shallow left. Under it, Arxie Hernandez, and he makes the grab for the out. And there is the second out of the inning. Two down now, and runner at first still. And it's Marvin Alcantara stepping in for the Salem Red Sox. Elsewhere in the White Sox organization, one game has not started yet. The Birmingham Barons host the Montgomery Biscuits. 8 o'clock Eastern time, first pitch. It is Jairo Iriarte getting the start for the Barons tonight. That loaded rotation is snapped over to first. Gets by Dennison and into foul ground. So up to second goes Anderson. It'll be the E1 moving the runner up. So Anderson got on base with an E6 and advances to second on the E1. Two errors in the inning for Kannapolis. Alcantara has not seen a pitch yet at the plate. Corson Kannapolis were in the top of the fourth, it's 1-0. Bottom of the second down the road in Charlotte. The Knights host the Norfolk Tides tonight. And it's 7-0 Norfolk as Alcantara takes a swing. First pitch popped up into foul ground. Third baseman Hernandez gives it a look, but it lands in the first row of seats, and it's 0-1. Tim Elko, former Kannapolis Cannonballer, making it to AAA. Currently with the Knights in the bottom of the second, 7-0 Norfolk. And up the road, top of the fourth, the Winston-Salem Dash are up 2-0 over the Greensboro Grasshoppers. Shane Murphy, our good buddy, pitching for the Dash tonight. No balls and a strike on Marvin Alcantara. One from Batista is outside. It's even at a ball and a strike. So Anderson has advanced two bases on two errors in this inning. Batista will try to make up for the miscues in the field from the ballers. 1-1. Low for ball two. Skips in the dirt. Pineda blocks it. Albert Feliz awaiting on deck. With Alcantara at the plate, he struck out looking in his first time up against Aldrin Batista. Batista is at 52 pitches. He has been able to go a little longer in this year. 2-1, this one grounded deep in the hole in the left. Aguero makes the play. Throw to home is not in time. Snap throw up in a second, and it's way over the head of Burrows, but Logan there to back him up, and he makes the catch that saves another potential error. It's a base hit that is a single, and then he advances to second on the throw. So it's an RBI single for Malvin Alcantara, and Anderson will come around to score. And Alcantara up to second on the throw in from the left fielder Aguero. So no extra base hit, just a RBI single. And it's now a tie game in the top of the fourth. Blake Hickman out to talk to Aldrin Batista. So Marvin Alcantara tallies the RBI single. It is his 37th RBI of the season. Also is his 75th hit. He is now at second with Albert Feliz, first baseman, at the plate. He had a single his first time up against Aldrin Batista. First pitch on the way, righty-righty matchup, a swing and a miss, nothing and one. It is an unearned run for Aldrin Batista, as the runner that scored reached base on an error. Quite literally cannot have an earned run when the runner reached on the error. 0-1 popped up foul ground. Dennison chasing. He might have a play on it. Lands in foul ground. And on the warning track, Dennison can't get there, but it's nothing and two. On the batter, Albert Feliz. A little warm here in Kannapolis, but a low breeze coming in from left. Certainly helping the evening tonight. Runner at second is Alcantara with Feliz against Batista is the battle. 0-2. Breaking ball outside, cornering him up, got him looking, called strike three. Third strikeout of the day for Aldrin Batista was earlier in the inning. Now it's the fourth. There's the third out as Batista gets the third out of the inning, his fourth strikeout of the night, and it's tie game at 1-1 on an RBI single for Marvin Alcantara. Bottom four, it'll be Wolko and the two Hernandezes, Arxie and Roney, on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. King George Wilco leads off the bottom of the fourth inning, and now a tie game between the Ballers and the Salem Red Sox as Kerwin's first pitch of the bottom of the fourth is outside for ball one. It is a 1-0 count on the right fielder Wilco, Arxier, and Roney to follow in this bottom of the fourth. Kerwin works exclusively from the stretch. His 1-0 is hacked and a miss for strike one. And it is a ball and a strike on George Wilco. First time up, he struck out looking. That was in the first inning where Kerwin picked up three of his four tonight. 1-1 to the lefty bat. Breaking ball finds the zone. Nothing that Wilco wanted to swing at. So he has a 1-2 count. Average is up to 252 on the year for George. Eight home runs, leads the active roster, and leads all cannonballers this season. Ballers have not been a team this year that's hit too many home runs until Wilco stepped in and took over a spot in the lineup. 1-2 is up and away for now ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Six games in a row reaching base for George, wearing some very pink batting gloves. 2-2 on the way. Breaking ball finds the zone. Ring up. Got him looking. Called a strike three. As Wilco kind of throws the bat down in frustration and says some words that are not friendly for the air. Michael Cross just kind of puts his hands on his hips and doesn't agree with it. So two looking strikeouts for Wilco tonight. And Arxi Hernandez, third baseman, is going to stand in. Wilco still jawing down there in the dugout. First pitch to Arxie, a check swing. He goes around on it, nothing and one on the third baseman, Arxie Hernandez. I'd have to imagine if that happens again tonight, might see more of a frustration from Wilco. 1-0 to Arxie. Up and away for ball one and a breaking ball. Arxie popped out in his first at-bat, back in the second inning to lead it off. 0 for 4 yesterday with a strikeout. Still looking for his first hit of the series. 1-1. Fastball finds the upper part of the zone. 1-2. Arxie won Carolina League Player of the Week in late May. Batted 474 in a series down in Augusta against the Green Jackets. 1-2 on the way. Finds the outer part. No, it didn't. I think everyone kind of waited the ring up from home plate umpire Michael Cross. Said it was outside. Two balls and two strikes. I think even Arxie thought it was strike three. 2-2 count. With one out of the bottom of the fourth. 1-1 your score. Pitch on the way. This one looped in a shallow left center. Drifting in Taylor Jr. Backtracking, though, is Arias. And he makes the catch on a P6 for the second out. Two outs now in the inning. Roney Hernandez, DH, will dig in. So Roney Hernandez digs in. He reached on a free pass in his first at-bat. It was a pitch clock violation. And awarded him the walk and got him on base. First pitch is inside. Hernandez has to kind of duck the hips out of the way. 1-0 count on the DH, Roney Hernandez. Has just one home run on the season. That was back in early June against the Fredericksburg Nationals. 1-0 on the way. Outside for now a 2-0 count. Hernandez hit just three home runs in last year's action in the Arizona Complex League. 45 games, though. He batted 338. 2-0 from Kerwin. Low for ball three, 3-0. And Hernandez is just one ball away from picking up his second free pass of the night. Drake Logan, the batter on deck in the bottom of the fourth in a tie game. 1-1 between Salem and Kannapolis. 3-0 to Hernandez. Low for ball four. Four-pitch walk with two outs in the bottom of the fourth. Hernandez is on base for the second time tonight. And it's now four games in a row. Hernandez has reached base. So it's one on, two outs for Drake Logan. Logan has picked up hits in the back-to-back games. He's 2-for-7 this week. with a strikeout entering the night. First pitch, hard line into center. That'll drop in front of Tucker for a base hit. Hernandez will scurry up to second. And Drake Logan has his third hit of the series, third game in a row with a hit, all against the Salem Red Sox. And it's 2-1 for Kannapolis with two outs for the big bat of Luis Pineda. So a walk and now a single have set Pineda up, who tripled in his first time to the plate against Kerwin. Ball was tattooed into right center. And Tucker definitely gave it an effort in center for the Red Sox, but he couldn't get there. First pitch to Pineda, swinging a hard grounder into left. That'll get through for a base hit. Hernandez will pull up at third, throw in from left, and I think a wise move from Patrick Leland to hold the runner, as it's now bases chock full of ballers with two outs. Pineda has a single, back-to-back base hits, and due up is Mason Dennison. Dennison will get a chance to bat with two outs, and out comes the pitching coach for the Salem Red Sox. It's Juan Rivera. We'll come chat with Danny Kerwin. Well, a strikeout started the inning in the fourth for George Wolko. It's the fifth strikeout of the night for Danny Kerwin, and then a pop out for Arxie Hernandez made it two quick outs. The ballers have rallied. A walk from Hernandez, and then singles from Logan and Pineda, making now bases loaded for the righty bat of Mason Dennison, who has the RBI single in the last inning in the third. Two outs in the bottom of the fourth. Ballers and Red Sox are even at a 1-1 ball game. Kerwin's first pitch from Dennison is swing and missed upstairs for strike one. Nothing and one on the first baseman, Mason Dennison. Again, the RBI single for the baller's first baseman. A one. Swing and a foul tip, and it hit off the hand of Rodriguez, who got a piece of it, and he is in some discomfort. Nothing and two on the Red Sox catcher. He's walking around kind of throwing the hand up and down. Let's see if he's able to keep rolling here. Nothing and two on Mason Dennison. Ballers have bases loaded in the bottom of the fourth, trying to find some run support for their pitching staff tonight. 0-2 on the way. Dennison swings a high fly ball into center. Tucker under it. And it looks like a can of corn for Tucker, which it is indeed. A fly out for Mason Dennison is the third out. Three runners left on for Kannapolis. Two hits, no runs, and no errors. As we will go now into the top of the fifth. 1-1 your score. All three of these games, up to this point at least, have been close games. And they've both been one-run games. So we'll see how this one shapes out tonight. Top of the fifth, 1-1. It's Batista back on the mound when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Stanley Tucker digs in and leads it off for the Salem Red Sox. In this top of the fifth, first pitch from Aldrin Batista is up and away from ball one. A 1-0 count. Stanley Tucker, Gerardo Rodriguez, and Kelvin Diaz in the order for the Salem Red Sox. In this top of the fifth, 1-0 is off the plate. Two balls and no strikes on Stanley Tucker, the center fielder. 4-3 ground out for Tucker in his first at-bat as he swings and lines a 2-0 into left. That'll drop in front of Aguero for a base hit. And Stanley Tucker is on to the leadoff single to start the fifth for the Red Sox. So one on, nobody out, and due up is Gerardo Rodriguez. Rodriguez singled in his first at-bat against Aldrin Batista. That's just the fourth hit of the night for Salem. Game that is shaping up to be very similar to the last two. And a very close fight. Check on the runner, not in time before the first pitch to Rodriguez. Batista on the mound, fifth inning of work. Getting to about the time where you got to watch his pitch count and see who will follow him in the bullpen for the ballers. 1-0 count on Rodriguez. First is Tucker with a good leadoff. 1-0, this one grounded toward third. Arcee can't make the play. That one's in a left for a base hit. Back-to-back singles in the left for Salem. And it puts two on for the Red Sox with nobody out. Kelvin Diaz, right fielder, will dig in. A nine-hole batter for the Red Sox. Aldrin's tossed as many as 90 pitches in a single outing. That came back on May the 30th against Columbia. Batista set, first pitch. Diaz takes outside for ball one. Batista with a look at second. Tucker with a decent lead, 1-0. Popped up, drifting foul down the left field line. That'll end up in the seats for a 1-1 count. Top of the order in Franklin Arias, waiting on deck in this top of the fifth. Ball and a strike. Batista steps off on the rubber before offering the pitch. We talked about it last outing. Gave up one earned run over four innings against Charleston. His last start here at home, six innings, two runs on four hits with no strikeouts. As this one fouled off on the 1-1, it is 1-2. Batista has struck out as many as eight in a single outing. Once against Augusta on the 11th of April. That's against Myrtle Beach on the 20th of June, the last day of the first half. Ball and two strikes. A look at second for Aldrin. 1-2 is on the way to Diaz. This one hard lined into right. That'll drop for a base hit. Wilco will field. Pulling up at third is the lead runner in Tucker. And it's going to be bases loaded for the Red Sox. Tucker to third to second Rodriguez. And Kelvin Diaz has the third single of the night for the Red Sox. Bases loaded. Nobody out for Franklin Arias. So Batista's one run was unearned last inning. Trying to avoid any earned runs here. It's top of the fifth. Arias is 0-2. Ground out and a flyout for him tonight in the leadoff spot. First pitch from Aldrin Batista as a fastball finds the zone, nothing and one on the shortstop, Franklin Arias. Arias, the number 12 overall prospect in the Red Sox organization, takes the 0-1 on a check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did, and it's now nothing and two. Infield umpire in Tyler Green calling it a go-around for Franklin Arias. Red Sox dugout didn't like the call, and Tyler Green just looked at him, threw a hand up, and said, I don't want to hear it. 0-2 from Batista, low and inside for ball one. A 1-2 count on Arias. Bases loaded for the Red Sox in the top of the fifth. 1-1 your game score here. Batista's quick pitch in the 1-2 is inside. Two balls and two strikes. 2-2 count with nobody out. Batista can work from the windup. The base is loaded. 2-2. Grounded up the middle. Burrows will field. Second for one on to first. Double play. One run will score, though. It is Stanley Tucker crossing the plate. Rodriguez to third. Diaz is out on the 4U. And a 4-3 put out of the leadoff batter in Arias for the second out. But the Red Sox do take the lead on the RBI ground out from Franklin Arias. Two outs and two on the, one run on still. At third, it's Rodriguez for Antonio Anderson. First pitch to Anderson is outside for ball one from Aldrin Batista. So an RBI ground out from Franklin Arias. It's in a 2-1 Red Sox lead. First pitch is a ball. Second pitch also a ball that's inside. It's 2-0. There is a righty tossing down the line for Kannapolis. 2-0 finds the zone. Two balls and a strike. There is an arm tossing for Kannapolis. Batista winds and fires. 2-1 gets by the catcher. Pineda up to from third to home is the runner Rodriguez. That'll plate another runner. It's a wild pitch for Aldrin Batista. And that'll make it 3-1 Salem here in this top of the fifth. Three balls and a strike on Antonio Anderson. So the Red Sox take a 3-1 lead. From the line, 3-1 on the way. This one swung on, chopped to second. Burrows to his left will scurry and makes the play for the out. A 4-3 ground out, and that will end the inning. But damage done. The Red Sox put up two runs on a RBI ground out from Franklin Arias and a wild pitch from Aldrin Batista. Make it 3-1 Salem. We'll be right back in the bottom of the fifth. Two up for the ballers, Aguero, Burrows, and Perez. Nine-hole batter Alvaro Aguero leads it off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 9-1-2. Aguero, Burrows, and Perez do up as Aguero swings. First pitch lifted foul, and it's nothing and one now on the Ballers left fielder. Burrows and Perez to follow in this bottom of the fifth. It's 3-1 in favor of the Salem Red Sox. In tonight's action, game three of a six-game series between these two sides. Pitch on the way from Kerwin, back out from the inning. 0-1 and a left. Backtracking, Taylor Jr. looking up, and it is out of here. Alvaro Aguero with a solo shot into left field. He got all of that one. It's his first home run of the season, and it gives the Ballers just one run back into it. It is 3-2 now as Aguero launches the home run. And it's top of the order. Ryan Burrows due up after Aguero leads off the inning with a solo homer. So Aguero stands in and lifts the home run. Burrows will dig in, looking for some success at the plate of his own against Kerwin. First pitch, swung on and tapped foul, straight back, nothing and one. Burrows is 0 for 2, a strikeout and a flyout tonight. Kannapolis has an arm tossing, Salem does not. Kerwin at just shy of 60 pitches. 0-1 on the way to Burrows. Swung on hard, grounded up the middle into center. That'll get through for a base hit, and Ryan Burrows has his 11th game in a row with a base hit, and it's his 20th game in a row reaching base for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, your prototype leadoff batter. So one on and a nobody out. Due up is Harold Perez. So a dangerous batter stepping in, and Harold Perez is now going out to toss for the Salem Red Sox. Looks like the assistant pitching coach and Matt Wheeler down the line. And it's Luis Talavera from Maracay, Venezuela. Up and going to get tossing down the line in left. Kerwin now with a runner on for Kannapolis. It's Ryan Burrows. Perez dinging in. First pitch on the way. Swung on. Lifted in the shallow left center. Backtracking is Arias. Under it is the center fielder in Tucker. And Burrows will retreat back to first after the flyout from Perez on the F8. 0 for 3 is Perez in his Ballers debut. And now George Wolko is going to dig in with one on base and one out. So Wolko will stand in after a pair of looking strikeouts. We'll see how this at-bat shapes up. Both looking strikeouts have not been a favorite calls ever by plate umpire Michael Cross of George Wolko's. Check on the runner at first, not in time. Burrows is back in safely. Wolko at 250 on the season, 8 homers, 31 RBI. One swing of the bat could change the tides of the game. Kerwin is set on the bump. First pitch, Burrows takes off. It's outside for ball one, throw in a second, and safe is Ryan Burrows. Another stolen base for Burrows, the leadoff batter. And now the Ballers have a runner in scoring position. Burrows is 11th stolen base of the year. 1-0 count on George Wolko. 0 for 2 on the day with two punch outs. 1-0 from Kerwin. Low for ball one. That moves the ball. 2-0 count on George Wolko. So 2-0 count on George, the lefty bat. Arxie Hernandez awaiting on deck. 2-0. Swing and a miss. 91 mile an hour heater. Two balls and a strike. Wolko has not had a homer in a little bit of time. It's been a little while. July the 5th against Fayetteville is the last time he had a homer. Two balls and a strike. Kerwin pitch. Runner takes off. Swing and a miss at the plate. Throw to third, and Burrows is out. Burrows is called out by Tyler Green on the stolen base attempt. The 2-5 caught stealing. Burrows not a fan of the call as he is called out. Two balls and two strikes on George Wolko as he went swinging and missed. So now bases are empty for Wolko. Kerwin will set, working from the stretch. 2-2 to George. Outside, cornering him up, got him looking, called strike three. And there's the third looking strikeout of the night for George Wolko. And that is the end of the fifth inning. We'll go to the sixth. New arm on the way for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. We'll get you all the details when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live, as it is still 3-2 in favor of the Salem Red Sox. The Ballers have made a pitching change. Carlton Perkins takes over. First pitch, Brandon lifts a fly ball high and deep, looking up in the center, and that ball is out of here. First pitch of the night for Carlton Perkins, and it's a solo home run in the center for Brooks Brandon. He has his first hit of the night. He's 1-for-3 now, and the Red Sox have extended their lead to now a 4-2 game, as Brandon has a solo homer, his fourth of the season. And due up now for the Red Sox is Nellie Taylor Jr. Carlton Perkins making his first appearance in the Ballers roster here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 6'3", righty, 180-pound, 21-year-old, a 15th rounder in 2023. He is from Kansas City of Missouri. First pitch to Nellie Taylor Jr. is outside for a ball and no strikes. Nellie Taylor stepping in, 4-2, Salem on top. On the line to 1-0. Low and outside for now, a 2-0 count. Perkins from McCauley Community College, 15 games, 5 starts in the Complex League this year, 2-3 with a 5.69 ERA. He's called up from the Arizona Complex League just last week. 2-0 up and in, and it's now 3-0 as Taylor Jr. has to duck out of the way. Perkins entering tonight, it was handed the loss in his only outing. With an 81 ERA, he allowed 3 runs in 1/3 of an inning. 3-0, swing and a miss, and Taylor Jr. can't catch up. It's 3-1. Perkins only able to get through 1/3 of an inning in his first outing as a Baller. He walked 4 and allowed 3 runs in 1/3 of an inning. Nellie Taylor Jr. digging in. As Perkins will work from the wind. 3-1 on the way. Swung on and tapped foul, and the count will run full. Marvin Alcantara waiting on deck for the Salem Red Sox in the top of the sixth, 4-2. Salem leading over Kannapolis in game 3 of the 6-game series. Full count, payoff pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Carlton Perkins has his first strikeout as a member of the Cannonballers. There's one out. And due up is Marvin Alcantara. Marvin Alcantara dinging in, the second baseman for the Salem Red Sox. Perkins makes it through now another third of an inning. First pitch on the way, fastball up and away for ball one on Marvin Alcantara. There is another arm tossing down the line for the Salem Red Sox. We'll see who that one is very shortly. 1-0 on the way, swing and a miss. The count will work to 1-1. Good crowd on hand for Thirsty Thursday here in Kannapolis. Ball on a strike, pitch on the way, swung on and lifted into left. Backtracking Alvaro Aguero, under it in the nighttime sky, makes the catch for the out. And there's an F7 in the book for Marvin Alcantara. Second out and due up now is Albert Feliz. So Feliz stands in with two outs and nobody on base. First pitch on the way from Perkins, low and outside for ball one. Feliz one for two tonight at a single in the second inning. 1-0 from Perkins outside, and the count works to 2-0. Perkins struck out 21 in 18 innings in his final year at Cowley Community College in Arkansas City, Kansas. 2-0 from Perkins. Fastball inside corner, 2-1. Didn't face any righties when he faced Charleston. It was all left-handed batters he faced. 2-1 is outside for now 3-1. Righty-righty matchup here for Carlton Perkins. Three balls and a strike. Perkins pitch. Swing and a miss as Feliz went chasing on a breaking ball. Three balls and two strikes. Tucker awaiting on deck for Salem. Full count, payoff pitch. Outside for ball four. A walk issued to Albert Feliz with two outs in the inning. Puts another runner on for Salem. And it's now two outs, so the runner on for Stanley Tucker. Tucker is one for two. Singled in the fifth and grounded out back in the second inning. Perkins not paying attention, called for a balk. As runner was taken off for second, he was called for a balk by infield umpire Tyler Green. So now the runner on second and Albert Feliz after the balk. Perkins will come set. Deep breath with two outs. Pitch on the way to Tucker is in the outside corner. Nothing and one. Feliz is at second after a walk and a balk. 0-1. Fouled off for the chest of Luis Pineda. Count is nothing and two. O-2 count on Stanley Tucker with Gerardo Rodriguez awaiting on deck. And it's top of the sixth. Nothing and two on Stanley Tucker with a runner on second. Perkins working from the stretch. 0-2 on the way. Outside and low for ball one. Tucker is grounded out and he's singled tonight. He came around to score in the fifth inning on a run. 1-2 for Salem in the fifth. We've scored three runs in the last inning and two thirds. Perkins is 1-2. Outside, cornering him up, got him looking. Called strike three. And there is a strikeout for Carlton Perkins, his second of the night. And he's through one inning of work in this ball game with Salem tonight. Go to the bottom half of the sixth. Hernandez and Arxie and Rooney, and then Drake Logan to follow on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live. Well, a new arm on the mound for the Salem Red Sox. It's Luis Talavera, 6 foot, 375-pound righty. As Arxie swings first pitch, grounded to third. Anderson Fields on to first. He goes one pitch, one out. As Luis Talavera taking over for the Salem Red Sox on the mound, and first pitch just like that. Arxie Hernandez out on a 5-3 put out for the first out. Now Rony Hernandez, DH, will get his first turn against Luis Talavera. Listed at 6 foot, 375 pounds, international free agent signee in 2018 out of Maracay, Venezuela. Is Luis Talavera is a first pitch to Rony Hernandez, a late swing and a miss. It is nothing and one. Five innings for Danny Kerwin. With six hits and two runs as Hernandez loops the 0-1 in the left. That'll get through for a base hit. And Rony Hernandez is on base for the third time tonight, this time with a single, fourth hit game in a row with a base hit. One on, one out. Drake Logan due up. First hit allowed by Talavera tonight. His final line for Kerwin. Two walks in five innings. And he struck out a total of six Kannapolis Cannonballers. Logan digs in. First pitch. Fastball is upstairs for now a 1-0 count on Drake Logan. As now out comes catcher Gerardo Rodriguez to come talk with Luis Talavera. Ballers put up one run in the third and one run in the fifth. We're in the bottom of the sixth, Ballers and Red Sox battle. Luis Talavera, the first arm out of the bullpen in relief of Danny Kerwin, the starting arm for the Red Sox, as Logan swings in the 1-0, lifted high and foul. It's a ball and a strike. Talavera 0-1 on the season, entering with a 3.77 ERA. 10 games is this game number 11 for him on the mound for the Red Sox in Salem. 1-1. Up and in. Logan takes 2-1. Last time out for Luis Talavera. Three shutout innings with two hits. He hit a batter and got one strikeout. He is not allowed a run since the 24th of July. That was against the Carolina Mudcats. 2-1 up and in. Takes it now a 3-1 count. Luis Talavera, a guy that's been used on the mound quite a bit by Liam Carroll and the Salem Red Sox. And his time here, 3-1 is outside for ball four. So a single and now a walk have put two on for Kannapolis. And digging in is the power bat of the catcher, Luis Pineda. Ballers lead 4-2. Ballers trail 4-2, I should say. They are even and hit 7-7. This one is up and away for ball one. First time in this series that it's been not a one-run game. One-run games in each of the first two between these two sides. 1-0, Pineda swings a heavy swing, and it's fouled off. A ball and a strike on the catcher, Luis Pineda. It looks like they're going to call catcher's interference on the play. So catcher's interference puts Pineda at first base, and that'll continue the inning for the Ballers. The third, Ronnie Hernandez, and a second, Drake Logan, as the catcher's interference puts him at first base. Mason Dennison's going to dig back in with the bases loaded again as Gerardo Rodriguez is going to get attention from Jacob Lohman. Catcher's interference loads the bases for the Ballers in the bottom of the sixth. So at third is Ronnie Hernandez. Drake Logan is at second base now, and Luis Pineda reaches on the catcher's interference. Gerardo Rodriguez will get a couple of tosses over for Luis Talavera, just in an effort to see if he's good to go. Tennyson digs in. With bases loaded for Kannapolis. Tying run is at second. Go ahead, run at first. First pitch, Tennyson grounds this one to the right side of the infield. Gets in a right for a base hit. Ronnie Hernandez will score. Everyone else up a base, so Logan at third. The second, Pineda. Mason Dennison has his second RBI base hit of the night as Ronnie Hernandez crosses the plate on a Mason Dennison RBI single. Kannapolis now within one at 4-3, and Alvaro Aguero is going to dig in. All of the run support for Kannapolis tonight has come from the bottom two, Mason Dennison and Alvaro Aguero. Home run is last time up for Alvaro. Luis Talavera set of the mound. First pitch, up and in for ball one. The catcher's interference comes back to bite the Salem Red Sox here in the inning. To Aguero is in there for a called strike, and the count is even, a ball and a strike. Aguero hit his first home run of the season in the fifth inning. That was against Danny Kerwin. It's delivered on the 1-1, swing and a miss. And the count is 1-2. Ball and two strikes on Aguero. Top of the order, Ryan Burrows, two up on deck. Talavera is 1-2. Inside, Aguero ducks out of the way, even at 2-2. Kannapolis has only left four runners on tonight. Gonna find a way from behind one here. Aguero will call time. 2-2 is your count. Oliveira is set. Base is loaded with one out. 2-2. Aguero swings, lifted into left. Backtracking Taylor Jr. Looking up. Warning track gets off the base of the wall. And it should be extra bases. Logan will score. And back to third. Second will go Dennison. As it's just a long single for everyone. Will move up a base. Pineda to third. Dennison to second. Alvaro Aguero to first. Logan scores for what is one of the longest and hard-hit singles I think I've ever seen in my time watching baseball. Logan will score, and it's now a tie game in the bottom of the sixth inning. Pineda is at third, at second, Dennison at first is Aguero, and it's top of the order, Ryan Burrows due up. So Burrows gets a prime opportunity with bases loaded and one out. First pitch is in there, called strike nothing and one. Ballers now with nine hits on the board. Compared to seven for the Salem Red Sox. A one is outside. Now one and one. Ball and a strike. Burrows had a single and a stolen base his last time at the plate. Swings on the 1-1 and can't make contact. It's a ball and two strikes. Harold Perez, shortstop, awaiting on deck. Bottom of the sixth, 4-4 game. And Atrium Health Ballpark, 1-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. Burrows can make contact. It's a strikeout for Luis Talavera. Burrows strikes out for the second time tonight. And now Harold Perez gets a big opportunity in his first game with the Ballers. So Harold Perez digs in with the bases loaded. Pineda is at third. Dennison at second. Alvaro Aguero is at first. First pitch, Perez takes low in the dirt for ball one as that one's blocked by the catcher Rodriguez. Harold Perez joining the roster today after being acquired in a trade to the Los Angeles Dodgers that sent Michael Kopech now to L.A. 1-0 pitch. Upstairs for ball two. Harold Perez at the plate with bases loaded. Two outs at the bottom of the sixth. George Wolko on deck. Should the inning continue? 2-0 count. Pitch on the way. Up and away for ball three. Perez's patience has paid off here. Talavera's fastball running a little wild. It's at bat against Harold Perez. Talavera's 3-0. Perez takes a fastball. That one catches his own for 3-1. 0-for-3 with a pair of strikeouts is Harold Perez tonight. See what he's got cooking up. 3-1. Swing and a foul tip straight back. Still count now runs full on the shortstop, Harold Perez. Signed for just under $400,000 by the Los Angeles Dodgers out of the Dominican Republic. Fired by the White Sox here, 2024. Full count, two outs. Bottom six, tie game. Talavera's pitch. Swinging a foul tip, and Rodriguez gets a piece of it. Perez stays alive. Count still full. High stakes pitch coming for Talavera and for Harold Perez. Wolko awaiting on deck should the inning continue. 3-2 on the way. Fastball inside, ball four. And that'll walk the leading run to the plate for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Pineda scores to third, Dennison to second, Aguero. And Harold Perez is on base for the first time tonight. That is the walk that allows the go-ahead run to score. And one. Rivera, the pitching coach for the Salem Red Sox, definitely sharing his opinion with Michael Cross, the home plate umpire, and he's going to go out to talk with Luis Talavera. So it's still bases loaded, and George Wolko is going to dig in. Ninth batter of the inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as Encarnacion has run into a bit of a tough spot here. George Wolko digs in with two outs in the bottom of the sixth. Dennison at third, Aguero at second, and Haral Perez at first. Pitch to Wolko, grounded up the middle, into center for a base hit. Dennison scores. Here comes Aguero. To third goes Perez, and George Wolko has a two RBI single, and that gives the Ballers a little cushion. It's 7-4 in the bottom of the sixth inning, and the Ballers have batted around against Luis Talavera. Up to third, Perez, and two runners cross the plate on a George Wolko RBI single, as the Ballers now lead 7-4. Arxie Hernandez will dig in. The Ballers have put up five runs in the bottom of the sixth inning. And has certainly helped them come back here in this bottom half of the sixth. Two outs, Arxie Hernandez stands in. Open stance to the runners on the corners. First pitch outside and low for ball one. Oh for three on the day is Arxie Hernandez. A pair of pop-outs and a ground out. One-oh pitch, swung on, lifted high and deep, right center. Backtracking Diaz in the nighttime sky. Tucker comes over and makes the catch for the third out. And that will end the inning, but damage is done as Kannapolis picks up a total of five runs in the inning. Capped off by George Wolko's two RBI single. Makes it a 7-4 game. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. And it looks like Michael Cross, the home plate umpire, has just tossed someone from the Salem dugout. As we'll get you those details when we come back in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Gerardo Rodriguez leads it off top of the seventh inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 7-4, Kannapolis on top. 10-7 for the Ballers over the Salem Red Sox. Carlton Perkins back on the mound. Another inning of action for the Rhiney. First pitch on the way to Rodriguez in there for a called strike. It is nothing and one. Rodriguez 2-for-2 tonight with a pair of singles. The Ballers and Red Sox battling in this third game of the series. Perkins is 0-1, is outside for now a 1-1 count. Pitching coach Juan Rivera was the ejected Salem Red Sox. And between innings here at Atrium Health Ballpark, 1-1 grounded to third. Arxie Hernandez, who is left on to first. And there's a 5-3 ground out for Gerardo Rodriguez. There's the first out. And due up nine-hole batter now, it's Kelvin Diaz. Kelvin Diaz will stand in, 1-for-2. Ballers end up taking a five-run sixth inning to make it 7-4. First pitch breaking ball, and they're called strike from Perkins, nothing and one. Annapolis, five runs in the bottom of the sixth, giving some run support for Perkins. Pitch low for now, a 1-1 count on Kelvin Diaz. 1-1 fouled off, straight back, 1-2. Perkins working kind of quickly here. Five runs on four hits for the Annapolis Cannonballers. So get all those runs against Luis Encarnacion. 1-2. Up and inside for now a 2-2 count. Excuse me, Luis Talavera, I should say. Confusing two different Red Sox players. Two balls and two strikes. Perkins pitch, swing and a miss. And there's a strikeout for Carlton Perkins. He picks up his third of the night as Diaz goes chasing for the second out. Top of the order, Franklin Arias is the batter. There's the third strikeout by Perkins after Batista had four. There's seven total, which means fans can take their game ticket from tonight's action and head on down to Corner Crust for $5 off a 28-inch crust pizza. That's a big old pizza. Off the plate for a ball and no strikes is Franklin Arias. From the line, Perkins pitch. Swing and a miss. Upstairs in 95, makes it 1-1. That's seven punch-outs of the ballers tonight. 1-1 on the way. Breaking ball finds the zone. It's 1-2. Antonio Anderson waiting on deck for the Red Sox. 1-2 from Perkins. Just a bit outside for ball two. Fans down in the K row in right field, just putting up that seventh strikeout number out there. They must be tuned in. Always love our fans down in the K row. 2-2 on the way. Swing the miss at the plate. He struck him out. There's the eighth punch out for the Ballers pitching staff tonight. Fourth for Carlton Perkins. It's a 1-2-3 inning, a ground out and a pair of strikeouts. Make it eight now on the night for the Ballers pitching staff. Bottom seven, Ballers lead 7-4. We'll be right back with the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. Time to stretch at Atrium Health Ballpark.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Ronnie Hernandez leads it off, bottom of the seventh inning. First pitch delivered from Talavera is off the plate for a ball one, a 1-0 count. Ronnie Hernandez, Drake Logan, Luis Pineda do up. As a 1-0 from Talavera, low and inside for now a 2-0 count on Ronnie Hernandez. Tonight he's walked twice and he's reached on a single, so he's reached in every plate appearance tonight. 2-0, taking low and inside for ball three. Three balls and no strikes on Ronnie Hernandez with Drake Logan awaiting on deck. Kannapolis with 10 hits tonight. Going to make it a couple more to get some insurance. 3-0 swing and a miss. Hernandez gets the green light and can't catch up to the fastball at 3-1. And 3-1 count with nobody out from the line. Talavera's pitch. Swung on, lifted down the line and left, hooking foul. And the count runs full on Ronnie Hernandez, up to 275 on the average this season. It's been a good season of baseball for Ronnie Hernandez up to this point. 3-2, swung on, lifted down the line and left. This one might stay fair towards the line. Foul ball. Landed just in foul ground. Hernandez already breaking for second. He'll have to head back to the box and see another 3-2. So full count still on Ronnie Hernandez. There is an arm tossing down the line and right for Kannapolis. Looks like Jesus Mendez, Carolina League leader in saves, is working down in the pen for the ballers. Full count, nobody out. Hernandez calls time, doesn't get it awarded, and it ends up working out for him. As that one up and away for ball four. Third walk of the night for Ronnie Hernandez. He's on base. Now with nobody out, Drake Logan digging in. Drake Logan stands in, nobody out. And this bottom of the seventh, Kannapolis on top, 7-4. First pitch tapped foul, and Rodriguez got a piece of it. Behind the dish, the count is nothing and one. One count in the bottom of the seventh. Pitch on the way from Talavera, swing and a miss. Logan goes after it, nothing and two. Logan has walked and he's singled tonight. Reaching in those two at-bats, he's also grounded into a double play. Nothing and two on Drake Logan. Pitch on the way. And the dirt blocked by the catcher Rodriguez. Hernandez fakes like he's going to go and does not. So it is a 1-2 count. Ball and two strikes on Drake Logan with Luis Pineda waiting on deck. Pitch delivered, swung on and belted. High and deep left field, backtracking and over the head of Taylor. And that'll bounce off the wall for extra bases. Logan up to second. Roney will be waved home. Relay throw home is offline and out of the glove of Rodriguez. Up to third goes Logan, and it'll be at least a double for Drake Logan. So up to third on the throw for Drake. He drives in the run in Ronnie Hernandez. So a double credited for Drake, and then advancing the third on the throw. So now Kannapolis up 8-4. They pick up runs in the third inning in a row. And Luis Pineda is the batter due up. Talavera's first pitch, swing and a miss. And the count nothing and one. Pineda trying to go after it. He reached on catcher's interference his last at bat. Triple and a single as well to note for Pineda. 0-1 the dirt, blocked by Rodriguez. Count is a ball and a strike. Ball 1-1 your count on Pineda with Logan at third. Infield playing kind of halfway in against the power bat of Pineda. 1-1 from Talavera. Hard grounder through and a left for a base hit. Logan will score easily, and it's an RBI single for Luis Pineda, a three-hit night. And Kannapolis has jumped out ahead 9-4 here in this bottom of the seventh inning. Still just nobody out and a runner on first for Mason Dennison. So Dennison will dig in, and out comes Matt Wheeler, the assistant pitching coach. And as the head pitching coach, Juan Rivera, ejected from tonight's game. Matt Wheeler out to talk. Digging in will be Mason Dennison, who's got two RBI singles in tonight's game. Dennison has a pair of RBI. And let's do a couple other ballers. Alvaro Aguero, 2-for-3 with a pair of RBI. George Wilco with a pair of runs driven in on one swing of the bat. Back in the sixth inning. Dennison will stand in with an opportunity to provide some more offense for Kannapolis. Runner at first is Pineda. He has some speed. First pitch. Weak tapper towards third. Anderson kind of lost his footing. Has to hurry. Throw to first. Is not in time. Dennison in there safely on the infield single. Up to second, Pineda. And now the ballers will have the nine-hole batter, Alvaro Aguero, digging in. Aguero will dig in. And looks like here comes the manager and Liam Carroll. The end of the night coming for Luis Talavera. That'll be it for the righty, and we'll see a new arm out of the pen for the Salem Red Sox. We'll take a break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. New arm of the way for the visitors in this game. Alvaro Aguero digging in with a couple of runners on for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Pineda at second, and Dennison is at first base. New arm on the mound is Nathaniel Cruz. His first pitch of the night delivered is fouled off by Alvaro Aguero, and the count is 0-1 now on Aguero. Aguero, the nine-hole batter. Leadoff batter Ryan Burrows awaiting on deck. 0-1 count. Cruz on the mound. Pitch delivered. Swing and a miss. The count is nothing and two. O-2 count on Alvaro Aguero with Ryan Burrows on deck. Cruz with a deep breath. They'll set. First pitch Well, it's a strike. Second pitch fouled off, and this one is up and in for a ball one. Guerrero trying to rally for his third hit of the night. Cruz stepping in, 6'2", 175-pound righty, 21 years of age from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. He is in his 27th appearance of the season in a Red Sox uniform for Salem. 1-2 low and away for a ball two. Salem is 5-3 on the year with Cruz on the mound. 5-3 record for Cruz with a 4.31 ERA. 26 games, 39.2 innings. With 39 strikeouts, opponents are batting 255 against Nathaniel Cruz. 2-2. Guerrero swings and misses and strikes out. First strikeout of the night for Cruz. There is the first out. And now top of the order, it's Ryan Burrows digging in. So Burrows will stand in with two on. Burrows tonight has singled. He's also struck out twice and flown out once. First pitch to Burrows. Weak grounder foul. And the count is nothing and one on the second baseman, Burrows. Burrows tonight, a strikeout, a flyout, a single in the fifth, and a strikeout. He's had now 11 games in a row with a base hit. Two on for Kannapolis with an 0-1 count as time called. Looks like home plate umpire Michael Cross got something in his eyeball. It can't be comfy. Burrows at the plate with Gerald Perez waiting on deck for Kannapolis. Cruz is set, 0-1 to Burrows. Up and away for a 1-1 count. Pineda at second, Dennison at first. We're in the bottom of the seventh, it's 9-4 Kannapolis over the Red Sox. Ball and a strike pitch to Burrows is swung on and foul tapped, and the count is 1-2. Burrows, a 19-year-old from Panama City, Panama, number 21 overall prospect in the White Sox organization. Top three in the order for the Ballers, all top 30 prospects, Burrows, Perez, and Wolko. 1-2 count with one out. Cruz with a deep breath. He will come set, 1-2. Breaking ball upstairs, and Burrows watches it sail. It's 2-2. Two-two count on Ryan Burrows, the leadoff batter. Cruz in his last outing for the Salem Red Sox. Looking okay as Burrows swings and misses for strike three. There's another strikeout for Nathaniel Cruz. Two batters faced and two strikeouts for the righty. Gerald Perez gets a chance now with two on and two outs in the inning. Both runners are charged to Talavera currently. As the first pitch will have to wait. Time called. The ball gets loose from the pen. Jesus Mendez tossing down the line for Kannapolis. Cruz is set. Look at second. Pineda's there. First pitch to Perez. Swing and a miss on a changeup, and it's nothing and one. Perez was with the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes before being traded to the White Sox organization. 19 years of age. He was batting 264 in 76 hits in 75 games. 0-1 breaking ball finds the corner, nothing and two. Perez had 10 homers, 42 RBI, 48 walks. He'd been caught stealing twice, but he's got four stolen bases. County here, prototype two-hitter. Has a lot of contact about him. Nothing and two with two outs. Cruz's pitch. Perez takes low and outside, and the count is 1-2. Lorenz rolled up here on Tuesday. Had to go through everything yesterday, a physical and all that. And added to the roster today by the Chicago White Sox. Ball and two strikes. Cruz's pitch to Perez is swung on, lifted into high and deep into left center. Taylor Jr. backtracking. It's off the base of the wall. And Pineda will round and head home, as will Dennison. Perez pulls up at second, and it's a beauty of a two RBI double for Gerald Perez in his first game as a baller. Makes it a 11-4 game in the bottom of the seventh. Second straight inning of a whole bunch of offense for Kannapolis. A double scores a pair in Pineda and Dennison. Wolko digs in now with two outs and a runner on second. Kannapolis offense exploding. So Perez is at second. Wolko digs in, one for four tonight with a two RBI single his last time up. Pitch on the way, swing and a miss. As Cruz offered a changeup on the first pitch, nothing and one. Perez at second after a double. Nothing and one on Cruz's opponent, Wolko, as he swings again at a changeup and misses, nothing and two. Changeup just fooling Wolko. Marcy Hernandez, the batter on deck. We're in the bottom of the seventh. Nothing and two on Wolko. With two outs in the inning. Cruz is set. Perez with a big lead. 0-2 in the dirt. Blocked by Rodriguez. Count is 1-2. Wolko steps in. Perez with a big lead at second. Cruz will look. 1-2. Inside and low for ball two. A close pitch. Cruz doesn't like the call, but Wolko stays alive, and the count evens at 2-2. Marcy Hernandez, 0-8's on deck. Cruises 2-2 to Wolko. Breaking ball outside, cornering him up, got him looking, called strike three. And George Wolko has been rung up on strikes for the fourth time tonight. He's had a two RBI single, but he's also looked at four different strikeouts, a golden sombrero for George Wolko tonight. As that'll make it the end of the seventh inning. We'll go to the top half of the eighth. 11-4, Ballers lead. New arm on the way. As we'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. 11-4 in Kannapolis. Thank you. Antonio Anderson leads off the top of the eighth inning. Jesus Mendez on for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. He's the third arm used by the Ballers tonight. Taking over Carolina League leader in saves. 6'1", 190 pounds. He is 19 years of age from Valencia, Venezuela. Hard-throwing righty's first pitch to Anderson is low and inside for ball one. Anderson, Brennan, and Taylor do up against Jesus Mendez, who is on for another appearance out of the pen. 1-0 is inside, and now it's a 2-0 count on Antonio Anderson. Mendez making his 30th appearance of the season. Him and Nick Altermat both at 30 appearances out of the pen in this season. 2-0 to Anderson, low and outside for a 3-0 count. Anderson has reached once tonight, but it was on an error. He's 0 for 3 with a strikeout and a ground out as well. Jesus Mendez 2-4 on the season, a 6.25 ERA as he gets the 3-0 swing and a miss. The count is 3-1. 36 innings, 31 strikeouts, 275 average, 9 saves on the year. He leads the Carolina League. 3 balls and a strike as Mendez sets. Pitch on the way. Low one outside for ball 4. And there is the leadoff walk as Antonio Anderson will get the free pass issued. And it is Brooks Brennan now, the DH, digging in with one on for the Red Sox and nobody out. So Brandon stands in, the designated hitter. Nobody out on the top of the eighth, and a runner on for the Red Sox. First pitch from Mendez, a breaking ball, finds the outside corner, nothing and one. Brandon had a solo homer his last time up in the sixth inning. That was against Carlton Perkins. As this one lifted high and foul by Brandon on a heavy swing. It's nothing and two. Heads up, bends up back in the seats. Count is nothing and two. Final line for Carlton Perkins. A much better performance tonight than his first outing in a Ballers uniform. 2 innings, 1 hit, 1 run with 1 walk and 4 punchouts. As a unit, the Ballers have struck out 8 Red Sox batters. Mendez sets, so too. Swinging a foul tip straight back, and it's nothing and two still on Brooks Brennan. Nelly Taylor Jr., left fielder, is awaiting on deck in this top of the eighth inning. Mendez works exclusively from the stretch. He sets 0-2. Hard chopper towards short. Perez fields second for one on to first. Silky hands it short by the new shortstop, Herrall Perez. What a play over there. I mean, look, effortless. 6-4-3 in the double play. And there's two outs now in the inning. Due up is Nelly Taylor Jr. Two outs. Taylor Jr. digs in. A walk, a pop out, and a strikeout. Pitch on the way from Mendez. Swung on, lifted high and deep into center. Backtracking Drake Logan. Just shy of the warning track. Makes the catch for the out. And there is the third out of the inning. And the Ballers get through an unconventional 1-2-3 frame. Due up for the Kannapolis Cannonballers next. It's Arxie Roney. And Drake Logan will be right back with the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. Arxi Hernandez digs in a couple of pop-outs, a ground out and a fly-out for him tonight. He's 0 for 4, as we'll see what comes of this fifth at-bat for him tonight. Nathaniel Cruz still on the mound for the Salem Red Sox. First pitch to the bottom of the eighth is swung and missed for strike one. Nothing and one on Arxi Hernandez. Rony Hernandez and Drake Logan to follow in this bottom of the eighth inning. Piedmont Bullweevils up 11-4. Kannapolis leading 11-4 over the Salem Red Sox. One in the way, swing and a miss, and the count is nothing and two. Arxie falling behind, nothing and two quickly, as Rony Hernandez on deck has walked three times and earned a single, and then Drake Logan has been on base three times as well. Every baller has reached base in tonight's game, except for Arxie Hernandez. Lots of love going around for the baller's offense in this game. Nothing and two, Cruz's pitch. Low and outside, and the count is one and two. Arxie playing third base for the Kannapolis Cannonballers tonight. This is his normal position. Played short at the beginning of the year, ended up switching to the hot corner. 1-2. Swinging a foul tip. That hit off of Rodriguez, who has taken a beating behind the plate tonight. And he gets a good chunk of that one from Arxie. Ball and two strikes. Kannapolis Cannonballers and Salem Red Sox battling here in the bottom of the eighth as Gerardo Rodriguez taking his time. Rodriguez will stay in the game. Cruz is set, a ball and two strikes on Arxie Hernandez. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Fastball upstairs, and Cruz picks up his fourth strikeout of the night. Arxie Hernandez is down on strikes. There's the fourth punch out of the night for Cruz. One down, Rony Hernandez, the batter due up. One out, Rony Hernandez stands in. Pitch on the way is fouled off over here. Ooh, you probably heard it in the crowd, Mike. One hit not too far from me up here. That's one where you really got to keep your head on a swivel. Rony Hernandez digging in has walked three times and singled once. A one. Up and away for ball one. 1-1 count with one out. Drake Logan, center fielder, awaits on deck. Kannapolis on top, big 11-4, looking for some more offense. 1-1. Inside, Hernandez ducks out of the way. Two balls and a strike. Two-one count with one out. Alders lead 11-4. Cruz is set. Pitch on the way. Fouled off the protective netting, and the count evens at two balls and two strikes. Two balls and two strikes. Ballers up 11-4, Rony Hernandez at the plate, 2-2. Inside, full count. Full count with one out. Drake Logan awaiting on deck. Time call. Pitch clock violation on the pitcher, and Rony Hernandez for the second time this game is going to get the free pass issued on the pitch clock violation. That's two violations now on the night for Salem pitching, and both have been on Rony Hernandez. Four walks in a game for Rony Hernandez tonight. Digging in now, Drake Logan with one out and a runner on. Pitch out of the way from Cruz. Taken outside for ball one. Hernandez with four walks of the night. Just a few free passes from Salem's pitching staff. Pitch on the way, fastball up and away for now a 2-0 count. There have been a few players in the Carolina League this year to get four walks in a game. By a few, I mean 10 to be exact, as Logan taps the 2-0 and it lands foul and it's 2-1. First cannonballer to get four walks in a game. Just a couple of names for you that we can recognize. Yamal Encarnacion with Fayetteville. Chase Jaworski with Fayetteville. Christian Napchik with the Lynchburg Hillcats. Jason Chorio with the Lynchburg Hillcats. Noah Myers, Cooper Pratt, who just got promoted to the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers from the Carolina Mudcats. Eric Torres, the Columbia Fireflies. All those guys have gotten four walks. Actually, Kannapolis has been one of those teams that has issued a lot of walks. A lot of these are against Kannapolis. 2-1. In there, 2-2. Five of the 10 instances this season in the league where a player has walked four times in a game have come against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. For the first time, the Ballers get it on their own. 2-2. Logan swings, lifted high and deep, left field, looking up, and that's on the berm for a home run. Drake Logan has a two-run shot. Rony Hernandez will come around across the plate, and Drake Logan has a two-run home run. Ballers extend the lead. It's 13-4. Logan has his fourth home run of the year, and the Ballers have shown up and shown out tonight. 13-4 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Due up now for Kannapolis will be Luis Pineda. So Nathaniel Cruz allowing his fair share of runs as well tonight. Well, that was a pair. Every Salem pitcher has allowed runs tonight. Kerwin with two. Talavera ends up with eight charged to him. And Cruz here with a few himself. This one fouled off. And the count is 0-1 on Luis Pineda. Two runs for Kerwin. Nine total runs for Talavera. Two for Cruz as well. 13-4, Ballers over the Salem Red Sox. 0-1 to Pineda. Breaking ball finds the zone, nothing and two. So tonight's been a far from a one-run game. These two sides kind of trading blows in the early portions of the series. It was close games. A lot of one-run ball games. Nothing and two with Cruz on the mound. He'll set, works from the stretch. 0-2 to Pineda. Upstairs almost hits Pineda, and the count is 1-2. Pineda tonight is 3-for-3. A triple, a pair of singles. He reached on a catcher's interference as well. Mason Dennison on deck is 3-for-4. Alvaro Aguero in the hole is 2-for-4. 1-2, hard line up the middle. Luis Pineda with a four-hit night. He'll reach with a single up the middle, and that'll be one on for Kannapolis. Still just one out in the inning, and Mason Dennison will dig in. Kannapolis picks up another hit as out comes the assistant pitching coach in Matt Wheeler to talk to Nathaniel Cruz. There's another arm tossing for Salem down the line and left. 13 runs on 16 hits for Kannapolis. A big night at the plate for a lot of their bats. A lot of multi-hit games, that is for sure. Three-hit night for Drake Logan. 4-for-4 for Luis Pineda. The production has come from the bottom couple of batters. Mason Dennison with a 3-for-4 night. Alvaro Aguero 2-for-4 as well. So it's been the bottom four batters in the order that have really cleaned up tonight. 12 of the 16 hits for the Ballers tonight have come from their 6, 7, 8, 9 batters. First pitch to Mason Dennison, hard grounder. That gets into left for a base hit. How about 17 hits for the Kannapolis Cannonballers tonight? Up to second goes Pineda, and Mason Dennison, a four-hit night for him. Two four-hit games for Kannapolis batters, and now nine-hole batter Alvaro Aguero digs in with two on and one out. So Nathaniel Cruz has two on and one out, and a new arm on the way for the Salem Red Sox, as we'll see a new pitcher take over. We'll have to see who is coming out of the pen for the Red Sox. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. 13-4, Ballers are not taking their foot off the gas in this game. Alvaro Aguero leads off the bottom of the eighth inning with the new arm on the mound. Francis Hernandez, a swing and a high drive left center field. Backtracking Tucker back off the base of the wall. Rounding third and at home is Pineda. Dennison will pull up at third. Throw comes in from the outfield. And Alvaro Aguero has another RBI double. And it is now 14-4, Kannapolis on top. Pineda crosses the plate for the fourth time in the game, and Dennison is at third as the new arm, Francis Hernandez, surrenders a run on the high fly ball in the left center. Ryan Burrows will now dig in with one on base and one out. Excuse me, it's two on base. Dennison at third, and at second is Alvaro Aguero. First pitch from Hernandez to Burrows is outside for ball one. Francis Hernandez, 6 foot, 270-pound righty, 22 years of age from Mao, Dominican Republic. Entering in relief of Nathaniel Cruz. Inning in a third for Cruz, four hits as Burrows launches the 1-0 in the left field. Drifting over is Taylor, but Tucker under it makes the catch. Runners will tag. Dennison scores, and up to third goes Aguero. Sacrifice fly for Ryan Burrows. That'll make it a 15-4 game. It's third inning in a row where the Ballers have scored at least four runs in the inning. So two outs, and now it's Gerald Perez digging in. Four more runs on the board for Kannapolis in this bottom of the eighth as Hernandez is set. First pitch Inside corner, nothing and one. Hernandez is at 2-7 on the year, a 7.76 ERA, 53 and a third innings, 45 punchouts. His whip is at 1.61, so not exactly a guy that can keep base runners off necessarily. 0-1 is outside for nothing in the zone, so a ball and a strike. Ball and a strike, pitch on the way. Hard line down the line and left, foul ball. 1-2 on Herrel Perez. George Wilco waiting on deck in this bottom of the eighth inning. 15-4, Ballers lead, 18 hits. 7 for the Red Sox with 4 runs. Ballers scoring a total of 13 runs since the sixth. 1-2 outside and low for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Pitch on the way up and in hits Perez in the side. And it'll be a hit by pitch. That'll put another runner on. So now Burrows, after the sacrifice fly, moves Aguero to third. And now Perez on the HBP. So the inning continues with runners on the corners and two out for George Wilco. Two outs. Wilco digs in. Four punch-outs and an RBI single that plated two back in the sixth inning. Pitch on the way. Low in the dirt for ball one. 1-0 count. On George Wilco, the right fielder. A lot of offense for Kannapolis tonight. Been a welcome change after the first two games of the series. 1-0 to Wilco, swung on, lifted high and deep. Left field trailing down the line, foul ball. Count becomes even, a ball and a strike. One count. On George Wilco, the right fielder. 2-1 for Kannapolis. 1-1 from Hernandez. Taking low and inside, 2-1. Kannapolis has found their groove tonight. 15 runs on 18 hits. Hernandez is set. 2-1 count. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Wilco went after a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. And the count is 2-2. Arxie Hernandez, the third baseman, awaits on deck. Hernandez is 2-2. Up and away, count will run full. So a full count on Wilco. Arxie Hernandez is on deck. It would be batting around in this bottom of the eighth if Wilco reaches. Full count, two outs. Payoff pitch taken inside for ball four, and Wilco is on base for the second time tonight, this time with a free pass, and that's another bat around for the Ballers, as we'll put bases loaded, two outs for Arxie Hernandez. Well, Arxie Hernandez, the only cannonballer to not reach base tonight, has popped out twice, grounded out, flown out, and struck out. Arxie digs in with bases loaded, two outs. First pitch, breaking ball finds the zone, nothing and one. 0-1 count on Arcee. Ronnie Hernandez, who's been the on-base machine tonight for Kannapolis, is on deck. 0-1 from Hernandez is low for ball one. Ball and a strike on Arcee Hernandez. Francis Hernandez on the mound for Salem. Last time out for him, 2 innings, 7 runs in total, 3 of those earned, 4 walks on 3 hits as well. Had a bit of a rough go of it last time out against Carolina. 1-1. Up and in, 2-1 to Arcee Hernandez. Roney is on deck. Aguero at third. Perez is at second. Wolko at first. 15-4, Ballers lead. 2-1. Taken low and outside. 3-1 now to Arcee Hernandez. Ronnie Hernandez on deck. As mentioned, he has reached in every plate appearance, including earlier in this half inning. Three-one count with 2 outs. Hernandez's pitch fouled off. Count will run full. Still a good crowd holding on for this ball game tonight. Tomorrow, the team's second faith night here in Kannapolis. Saturday night is Marvel night. Marvel Defenders of the Diamond night. Sunday is Atrium Health Youth Jersey giveaway. 3-2 into center. Should be easily played by Tucker. Barely asked to move. He makes the catch for the out. Arcee Hernandez 0-for-6 on the night. And he leaves 3 runners left stranded. But Kannapolis puts up another 4 runs in the inning. And they make it a 15-4 lead. Ballers lead 15-4. We'll be right back with the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. As the Ballers are on top, they look 3 outs to win.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Marvin Alcantara digs in for the Salem Red Sox. Top of the ninth inning. First pitch from Jesus Mendez is low and outside for ball one. It is Alcantara, Feliz, and Tucker due up in the top of the ninth inning as the Red Sox look to mount a comeback of all comebacks. It is 15-4 Kannapolis in this one. 1-0 outside for now a 2-0 count. Alcantara, Feliz, and Tucker due up. It's top of the ninth. Mendez is set. Second inning of work for the righty. 2-0 to Alcantara. This one hard line in the left. That'll get into the corner. And Aguero will have to field, but Alcantara breaks for second. Relay throw comes into the infield, but it's a double for Alcantara. His second hit of the night for the Red Sox second baseman. One on, nobody out for Albert Feliz. Feliz digs in, a single, a walk tonight as well. A strikeout looking. As Mendez now has to deal with a runner on for the second inning in a row, technically. He walked his first batter faced in the eighth. Mendez on, trying to slam the door shut on the Salem Red Sox. First pitch from the righty to Feliz. Big swing and a big miss. Nothing in one. Nothing in one as Mendez will work from his normal wind out of the stretch. 0-1 to Feliz. Lower part of the zone, nothing in two. Elsewhere in the Carolina League tonight, a busy night for sure. Ballers up 15-4 here in Kannapolis over the Salem Red Sox. Elsewhere, everywhere else is final. Carolina takes a 5-2 victory over Charleston. 0-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Jesus Mendez has his first punch out of the night. And there's one out with a runner on for Stanley Tucker. Fred Nats win 9-7 over the Lynchburg Hillcats. Fayetteville takes the win 4-3 over the Columbia Fireflies out at Seger Stadium. Augusta falls for their 11th game in a row to the Downeast Wood Ducks, 6-4. And then Myrtle Beach takes the win 4-1 over the Delmarva Shorebirds. First pitch to Tucker upstairs for a 1-0 count. Augusta has dropped 11 games in a row. They are in last place in the South Division. Kannapolis with a win tonight would move to 15-17 in the second half. 1-0 finds the zone against Tucker, now 1-1. Charleston has a two-game lead in the South Division over Columbia. Charleston and Columbia both lost tonight. Fred Nats have a 2.5-game lead over Carolina, who already clinched the first half, so the Fred Nats would get it. 1-1. Fouled off straight back. 1-2 now on Stanley Tucker, center fielder. Gerardo Rodriguez, catcher, awaits on deck. Salem Red Sox down to their final two outs of the game. Mendez, deep breath. 1-2 pitch. Just a bit outside for ball two at 87 miles an hour. Didn't miss by much. And the count is even at 2-2. Alcantara is at second with a decent lead. Mendez is 2-2. Fouled off. The count is still 2-2 on Stanley Tucker. Two balls and two strikes with one out. Tucker stands in, looking to keep the inning alive. 2-2. Weekly tap back to the mound and a broken bat. Mendez fields on to first, and there's the second out. Up to third goes Alcantara. And it's a 1-3 put out for the second out. Now the Red Sox down to their final out. It's Gerardo Rodriguez going to dig in. He's had two singles and a ground out tonight for the Salem Red Sox. Mendez will take a breath. First pitch to Gerardo Rodriguez is on the outside corner, nothing and one. Beautifully placed fastball from Jesus Mendez. He would not get a save tonight considering the score. This is his second inning of work. 0-1. Lifted down the line and right, hooking towards the K-row when it lands foul. Count is nothing and two, and the Red Sox now down to their final strike. Two count with two outs, top of the ninth inning. 15-4, Kannapolis leading. Mendez with a breath. Looks and will offer the 0-2. Lined into right. Wolko backtracks a little bit under and makes the catch, and that's all she wrote. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. Your final score tonight, Kannapolis rallies for a total of 13 runs in their final three innings at the plate, and they win it 15-4 over the Salem Red Sox in game three of this six-game series, and still three games to go between these two this week. The Ballers take a 2-1 series lead here in 2024 over the Salem Red Sox, and they will celebrate tonight as they take the victory 15-4. We'll be right back and recap it all for you on the postgame show here at Atrium Health Ballpark on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win 15-4.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Sure will. And Ernest, thanks for sending it up here to the broadcast booth here high atop Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. Your final score tonight is Kannapolis 15 and Salem 4. 13 of those 15 runs come in the 6th, 7th, and 8th. The final three innings where Kannapolis stepped to the plate. 13 runs on a total of 12 hits. A lot of offense from Kannapolis late, but we'll get into the whole deal of all the stat lines, everything tonight. We'll get you the details and the lowdown on the big nine of the plate for the Ballers. They did score first. That was in the third inning. Luis Pineda triple, and Mason Dennison quickly got the action going with an RBI single. Marvin Alcantara gave the Red Sox the tie game with the RBI single in the fourth. Kannapolis scored a pair in the fifth inning. Salem scored a pair in the fifth inning. Franklin Arias grounding into a double play, but did drive the run in. And then a wild pitch from a starter, Aldrin Batista, did put another run across. So 3-1 Salem. And then Kannapolis kind of took over. Alvaro Aguero with a solo homer, his first homer of the season in the bottom of the fifth inning. And then after a solo homer from Salem in the sixth, that was it as far as the Red Sox go. And the Ballers took over, showed up, and showed out. Dennison, an RBI single. Alvaro Aguero, an RBI single. Haral Perez, the new guy in his first game with a bases-loaded walk, and then a two RBI single from George Wolko made it a five-run, a sixth inning for Kannapolis. That already gave him a solid lead at 7-4, and then the offense just kept chugging along. Drake Logan, a two RBI double. Luis Pineda, an RBI single. Pineda had a great night at the plate. He had one RBI, had four hits in the game. Drake Logan with the three RBI, and one of those came back in the seventh inning. Haral Perez with a two RBI double. That was in the seventh inning. Again, first game in a Ballers uniform for Haral Perez, acquired just a couple days ago by the White Sox in the Michael Kopech trade. And Haral Perez makes his name known here in Kannapolis. Drake Logan with a two-run home run in the bottom of the eighth inning, his fourth of the year. And then Alvaro Aguero, RBI double and a sacrifice fly for Ryan Burrows, make it 15 runs on 18 hits. Everyone reached base for Kannapolis tonight except for Arxie Hernandez. A hit each for Burrows, Perez, and Wolko. Six RBIs at the top of the order, but the bottom four batters in the order really where the action happened. Logan with three hits, Aguero with three hits, and then four hits each for Luis Pineda and Mason Dennison. A lot of offense in that bottom four batters in the order. On the other side, the Red Sox didn't have much to answer other than in the middle innings. Really, that was it for these two sides. Aldrin Batista does not get the win despite the five innings, but he strikes out four. Two runs on six hits with one walk. Perkins gets his first victory in a Ballers uniform. Carlton Perkins with one run on one hit and two innings of work with four punch-outs, and then Mendez shuts the door with two shutout innings. That is everything on the both sides for you tonight as the Ballers take the victory by a final score of 15-4. 2 hours and 50 minutes, over 3,100 Ballers fans packing Atrium Health Ballpark for tonight's action. That'll do it for us here in the broadcast booth. Tomorrow, game four, the six-game set. Faith night here in Kannapolis. Jake Peppers gets the start against Luis Cohen, the righty for the Salem Red Sox. So Jake Peppers, the ninth rounder out of Jacksonville State, gets the start tomorrow. 7 o'clock first pitch. Grab your tickets online, kcballers.com, or call 704-932-3267. For everyone up here in the broadcast booth and in Kannapolis, I'm Dan Helote saying thank you for tuning in on the broadcast, and I'll leave you as I always do. Speak in love, love baseball. Stay blessed, and until next time, have a blast. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. Your final score tonight from Atrium Health Ballpark is Kannapolis 15 and Salem 4. Enjoy the rest of your Thirsty Thursday night. Drive home safe, please, if you're on the road. And we will see you tomorrow for a 7 o'clock first pitch between the Red Sox and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Have a great one, everybody.